talking football. Here's Sky Sports Radio's expert, Phil Moss.
G'day, Mossy.
Morning, guys.
Good to see you, mate. It all happens very quickly.
It does. You snooze, you lose.
Exactly, mate. What about Adelaide?
Wow. That's probably why I was a bit slow getting the headsets on. I'm a little bit tired after watching that one last night. It was an amazing game of football, and Adelaide just defied all the odds. I mean, they had no central defence. Mm. They had McGowan out. They had Taylor Regan out. They had McGree out. And they went away to Gamba, which is a massive, massive club. And they came from behind twice to get a 3-3 draw and a point, which keeps them right in the running to qualify for the knockout stages. But a couple of fantastic goals. Jordan O'Doherty, the youngster, scored an absolute peach from outside the box, top corner. And then Diawara got his head to a Bengaruccio free kick in extra time, injury time, I should say, to get the point. A fantastic result for Adelaide.
Mossy, tonight in the Asian Champions League, $1.22 Urawa. I think we all understand how big a club they are. Up against Western Sydney, $11.
Yeah, I'm not going to back Western Sydney Wonders in that one.
$1.22.
Yeah, I just think their season ended last weekend. You know, there's no real placebo effect. Of course, there's extra motivation because the A-League is over for them. The finals are over. But Urawa at home will be too strong for Western Sydney Wanderers. The other one is Muangthong hosting Brisbane, Brisbane Roar. And Brisbane are only 2 points off second spot. So this is a big game for them. And obviously they're juggling the final still. They've got to come home and play Melbourne Victory on Sunday. So a massive week for them after getting over the top of Western Sydney in that penalty shootout. I think they can go there and get the draw. Okay. I haven't seen the lineup that John Aloisi is going to put out yet, but I think they can get the draw based on the role that they're on. They've got some momentum.
$3.75 the draw. The home side $1.57. Brisbane Roar $5.50. But you think $3.75, they're capable of getting the draw.
I think they are based on the momentum they've got and the confidence that they've got through their home results, and of course they've had a couple of good ACL results as well.
We start to focus on Sydney FC and Perth on Saturday. Victory against Brisbane on the Sunday, but Sydney FC, you favour them?
Mate, the mind games have started, Slats and TK. Yeah. This was brilliant. Broski comes out yesterday and throws the cat amongst the pigeons and says, if Perth want to do what they've done all season and sit back, we'll do what we've done to them all season, and that's win games against them. They've scored 11 goals against Perth this season, only conceded two in three wins. So, yeah, Broski got on the front foot this week. Oh, look, let's get to the tips later in the week because I want to see what happens with personnel.
Sure.
But it's a massive task for Perth. After they got through against Melbourne City, they stayed in Melbourne until, I think, today or tomorrow, and then they fly straight to Sydney. So they didn't go back over the Nullarbor to Perth. They're staying on the eastern seaboard.
Mm-hmm. And Kevin Muscat, mate, he wants to put on a show.
Yes, Muskie's been a bit quiet the last couple of weeks, had the week off with his victory team, and now he's come out and said we're going to put on a show. And of course they're up against Brisbane, who have to travel back from Asia after tonight's game. So they only get in, I think, on Friday lunchtime.
Right.
And that gives them a couple of days to prepare down in Melbourne.
And Mossy, Chelsea, they're virtually there, aren't they? They had that win over Southampton.
Yeah, they are. And of course things are building nicely with the FA Cup final coming up as well. But yeah, I think they're
7 points clear, aren't they?
You can't see anyone catching them. We'll put it this way. It wouldn't be about someone catching them. It would be about them having a major choke.
Toppling.
And I can't see it
happening. Falling off the cliff.
Yeah, can't see it happening.
Yeah, mate. Nick Montgomery, he's finished up.
Well, this isn't confirmed. I'm hearing rumours and the noises are getting louder and louder that the Mariners aren't going to re-sign him for next season. Of course, he's been their captain and he's been their leader. He played in the English Premier League. He was there when I was there under Graham Arnold. I coached him when I took over from Arnie. So if that is the case, then you know, he certainly leaves having had a successful period with the club. As I said, not confirmed, but I'm hearing loud, loud noises that he won't be in a Mariners shirt next season.
What about Timmy Cahill's come out and given his teammates a little bit of stick down there at Melbourne City that, you know, saying, what, with our roster and our calibre of players, we should be a force, we should be winning the A-League, and I mean, but he's part of that. So yeah. If I'm one of those players, I'm thinking, well, Timmy, you're part
of the squad.
I agree 100% with what he said. I don't agree with who said it.
You're saying,
TK, he's a player in the dressing room.
Hang on, I'm playing with you, and you're the highest profile bloke here.
And look, it could be said that Timmy has held up his end of the bargain this season, but he is part of a team. And, yeah, I thought it was a little bit out of order to come out and tip the bucket on your teammates like that. And there's obviously going to be changes. I'm hearing Sorensen's gone already. So, you know, that no doubt there'll be a big turnover, including probably the coach in Michael Vulcanis.
What did Timmy sign? Has he got another year there?
Another year. He signed a 2-year deal with apparently an option to move into the coaching department after that.
Okay. Good on you, Mossy.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day, mate.
See you tomorrow.